This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry Jones on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas. Built for you on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, guys, and good to be on with you.
You didn't want to go to the Mavs game and interrupt the young guys getting together there with the courtside seats?
Didn't have a seat for me.
Oh, no.
I had to have been there, but had a lot of had fewer seats than we had people, so those are the ones that got to watch those Mavs play.
All right, Jerry, Dak said when he goes to a sporting event, he is a sweet guy. Odell is a courtside guy. Which one do you prefer?
Well, listen, I'll go either way. I'd sit anywhere to watch those Mavs, seriously. And getting in that crowd is fun, and you can get in the crowd, really, if you're in a suite. So I go either way on watching other games. I kind of like to stay out of the way. You know, very early on, when you go to another game or go to somebody else's event, if you're in my shoes, you can get booed pretty good. Boy, when that thing's off. So I've got an A in boo school, so I watch those events.
That's right. Is that where we saw Jerry? Were you with me at SMU for the basketball game? I think Jerry...
I was not at the game.
Jerry was up there. I tried to walk up a couple beers and buy his affection. He took the beers, but I didn't get the affection. So Jerry Jones right here on the Fan.
That smiling face, but you're absolutely right. Introduce yourself more when you handed me that beer.
Jerry, I want to ask about the game the other night. When did you start breathing more comfortably with the way that Indianapolis played you guys close?
Oh, boy, I've got to tell you, it was the fourth quarter. Because as we were in parts of that third quarter with that two-point lead, listen, I could feel the Grim Reaper. And, of course, like everybody else, got to enjoy what had to be one of the most entertaining, memorable fourth quarters that or quarters that I can ever remember in football. And I don't know. I just still have to just almost quizzically think about how did that happen. But, boy, it was a great fourth quarter, great entertaining for our fans. Great.
So, Jerry, what do you come away with thinking about your team after that performance? Are you more worried that it was close against a team that everyone had you as a heavy favorite over, or was it just the potential of exploding in any way with the talent you have the way y'all did?
No, I really at the end of the third quarter, I really saw how we had gotten in that shape. A little bit of self-imposed pain there. We'd had turnovers or the equivalent of them, and so I could see there early how we could have our will, so to speak, W-I-L-L, that we could have it. And but we just were making some mistakes there that kept us from it. And those turnovers when they start, and we had the aggression going for us that could create those turnovers. And of course, they ultimately happened for you. But those were some pretty odd stats going into the end of that third quarter. But it all starts going the other way when you get those turnovers like we did in the fourth.
Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ via the Diamond Factory Hotline. Jerry, the entire world is tuning in for any updates that you can provide. Can you tell us what you guys did in general with Odell yesterday and what's on the schedule for today?
Yeah, we'll continue to meet. We had pretty extensive meetings. I did with Odell yesterday, and we spent quite a bit of time together, enjoyed every minute of it. And then we also, he spent some time with our, as it turns out, our entire family was there. My son, Jerry, my daughter, Charlotte, and had a good visit with him, and as well as Stephen, of course. And we got had a good session there. Then it was off to the ball game last night. We'll get back together today and see where we go from here. You know, these things, there are a lot of variables here, a lot of things to consider. It's got to fit, and I mean that. It really does have to fit for both parties. There's no gain here if one or the other, the Cowboys or Odell, doesn't have it where it feels good after you get it done. You can't do anything that doesn't last, because this is like getting married. You're not getting together to have issues after you get together. So we've got to make sure we've covered all the things that are important to him and important to us.
Why are you confident, or why would you be confident in signing somebody that you haven't seen work out coming off an ACL 9-10 months ago?
Well, I'm not confident at all. And so that's the issue. Now, we all realize that that issue of health, that issue of availability is here every time. Just this one is very obvious and very pointed toward his injury that had occurred last year in the Super Bowl. So we've got a good beat on that. We've got a great read on his career. It's not like a draft pick coming at you. You've got a lot of history here, and you take a good look at everything, not only the obvious, and that's his performance, but also any issues regarding health. So all of this, we've got to come in with our eyes wide open, and it has to be addressed, and that's when you see if you can make a deal or not.
Jerry, have you ever signed a player in an instance like this, a player coming off an injury that you didn't see work out?
Oh, yes. I sure have. The classic for me is really Alonzo Highsmith, and that was in about my second year. And Alonzo Highsmith was so highly thought of, particularly by our young coaching staff, and I had still have them. I had three letters handed to me by three different doctors that said, Jerry, this is bone on bone. He can't play. This won't work. And I went ahead and signed him. We had those Herschel Walker draft picks, and we could afford, felt we had plenty of picks at the time, and we made that trade, and he never touched the field.
Jerry, how much of a gamble is it just looking at medicals, just in your overall experience, or how much can the medicals lie once you actually get the player to work out and run around?
Oh, I think they, beginning at the draft, but at every decision, every juncture that you're looking at making a new contract, the medical is a huge consideration. And those medicals usually bear out. Now, the question is of course, with the injury, and can the injury be the surgery or type of addressing of that injury, whether it be equipment or whether it be playing with the limitation of what do you have? And all of those are big considerations. But make no mistake about it, medical's big.
Jerry, and you're just, you know, you mentioned that you talked to Odell yesterday, and I know you've talked to him before yesterday. Has he given any indication on his own if he believes he can play this year?
I would say I'm gonna kind of keep that one at bay because that's degree. It's a lot different if you played one play or if you played. Available for a week, and that week be the Super Bowl week, than if he's available next week. And so everything in between, I would say That's a point of the discussion. A player's own belief of where he is in becoming ready to play is real big. Now, I'll tell you this, the fact that he rehabbed last year and came back and played in the Super Bowl shows you serious mental toughness, and it shows you current or recent addressing of playing coming off of surgery. And that requires you've got to overcome natural mental feelings when you overcome playing right after a surgery. It's not just the technical repair. It's the ability to mentally come through it. The fact he's recently done that, our trainers tell us, is a plus.
You had told us that you have to have this year from him, that this year is, you know, of utmost importance. Do you still feel that way? Like, if he can't play this year, is the deal off the table?
Well, that's harsh right there, but this year's paramount.
Jerry, I'm just curious what your impressions are of him in terms of the personality, getting to sit down and talk with him. You know, a lot of people would say he's a misunderstood individual. He's a polarizing superstar. What are your impressions of him after spending some time?
I think he's outstanding. I think he's smart as a whip. I think he's a quiet, confident demeanor. Not quiet by virtue of his ability to communicate or his ability to express himself, but he just has a easy, quiet way about him. And, of course, that turns into one of the most competitive people you'll ever see. He's got a great lineage of excellence in competing, and his mother was a great track star. I mean, a great track star. And so he has those things, and he's easy to be around. He's a good teammate.
Jerry, what does he want? He's made some comments. You know, I'm looking for different things in life. I may be over the Hollywood stuff. Want a long-term home? What impressions did you get that Odell wants out of all this?
Well, I first of all think that he wants to compete. He wants to get out and make plays. You say that's a given. Well, it is. That's what he wants, and he wants to be. He has an appreciation for what the Cowboys are. He has an appreciation for what the NFL is, and he fully understands the potential of his opportunity, and he thinks it's ahead of him as well as behind him. And so all of those things, I think, are important. The real at the end of the day issue is does it meld with what we want and can have? And again, all of those things have to come together, but by no means are we at a position to say close or where we are. We're just discussing the many options that are there.
Jerry, do you guys have a timeline on when you expect a decision to be made on it?
No, I do not.
Well, that's all the questions we have on Odell. Thank you for answering. I think, unless there's anything you wanted to add, we got to ask you about a few other things, but that was all on Odell, unless you had something to add.
Well, I just think, excuse me, don't want to get another one of these coughing spells, but, you know, I just think this is an opportunity that is rare because of his availability, but there's going to be one way or the other. There's not a failure here. I'm talking about the actual signing or not signing. There's not disappointment here. If this thing works, it'll improve this team now. It'll improve it this year. If we don't have that, then we're in a positive situation as well. It has to improve us now. And, you know, that's a pretty tall order, and it has to improve us in a way that makes sense for us as we look not only this year, but as it impacts the years to come relative to the financial aspect of it.
Jerry Jones here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. You had said the other night, thought it was a pretty strong statement, but he is a future Hall of Famer, that getting Tyron back could be the biggest acquisition of all. How are you feeling about his progress, Jerry, and when do you think Tyron could be back practicing?
Because of the team within a team concept or factual aspect of the offensive line. That's a group of guys, a coordinated group of guys that are a team within a team. His addition is far more impactful than just a single player joining the line. What he does and his level of play, which is a Hall of Fame level of play, will impact not only his immediate four other guys that are on that field with him at all times, but also that entire unit. I don't know of an incremental piece, maybe the quarterback, but I don't know of an incremental piece of the skill level that Tyron has that could impact our team any more than to have your left tackle of his caliber come in at this time.
Jerry, I know you've mentioned when Tyron comes back, he'll be starting at left tackle. Is your expectation that Tyler Smith will start at left guard, or are you guys planning to roll with Connor McGovern there?
That's the plan as I would envision it.
Jerry, Anthony Brown, some unfortunate injury news. How concerned are you now at cornerback? Now, Bland was amazing the other night. Do you think you just plan to roll with what you got? How are you looking at corner?
Well, of course, what a setback for us, but for him as well. He's been an outstanding player for us, and I know he'll have a complete recovery and be there for us in the future, and he deserves it, and he's a big part of why we're here. I'm talking about Brown. But we do have a way to move forward, and it includes Joseph, number one, out there, and he'll be a big part of this equation as well. But you mentioned Bland. All of these guys get an opportunity, and we've got some good depth in that secondary. And we've even got some safeties that can give us a little slack out there. The best safety play that I can ever remember for the Cowboys. And so all of this works well. We've got some ways that we can hit the ground running that I'm pretty confident in.
Jerry, you guys, you know, you mentioned Kelvin Joseph there. You guys are putting a lot of trust in him stepping up with Anthony Brown out. Obviously, there was a lot going on this offseason with Kelvin. What were those discussions like in the aftermath of that in terms of his future here, and how has that trust changed from that time till now?
Well, I think we've got to always remember that with the issues and some of those off the field, the reason that he was drafted with our second pick is we had him right there in a handful of guys that were first rounders. And so he hasn't let us down on the football field in any way. He's been outstanding in his work on special teams. And he gives it, he's a improver. He works hard in practice. And so there's no, in my mind, I've never had an issue with how he can convert to the field. And so he gives us a good option here.
Jerry, you had mentioned after the game that there was some disciplinary action with Zeke, and that's why he didn't start. What exactly happened there?
Well, I just wanted to make the point, and the real point was Zeke not on the field first because he had been demoted? And that's just not the case. He deserves both of them. We see what Pollard is, and we see what Zeke is. And there was no demotion there. I wanted to distinguish that from him not being out there first. Now, the first part of it is a discipline, I really would tell you, so minor that it's not worth bringing up. That's very important with Zeke, because one of Zeke's biggest qualities is the leadership he provides on the team and what he is as a football player. He is as complete a focus on going out there and being there at every practice and getting every rep in that you can have. So I just wanted to make the point that this was one of those technical adjustments that people make to have meetings and have discipline in the meetings and have people's attention in the meetings and things like phone going off or all of those kinds of things. It was an area like that.
Jerry, thank you so much for
mentioning it.
Yes.
It really is something I shouldn't be talking about, frankly. It's a coaching internal thing, and let them do their deal.
Jerry, thank you so much for addressing and answering all of the different questions as you do every single week, and have fun today.
You bet, guys. Let's enjoy it. Thank you.
There he is, Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.